Have we now, or are we now, watching within the Church of Jesus Christ such weakness, reflective really of the culture that's around us, so that when even in the church strength is observed or strength is seen, and it may be strength in the leadership position, the pastor takes a strong stance on something, he says something from the pulpit that is true, and he voices it in a strong way. Are we now at a place where strength is deemed to be over the top? You know, that's unloving. And what role do pastors in the pulpit play in this entire discussion that we're having?
Well, Dave, you know, you asked the question there a little bit ago, have we wussified society? And the answer is yes, and I think we've wussified the pulpit. You know, we talk a lot about the pulpit here on Stand in the Gap today. And I've also used the other term, and I think you have too, and that is that we've sissified the pulpit in the fact that it is the pulpit that does not preach the unadulterated truth of the Word of God as it is revealed in the Word of God. You know, you take a look at the Old Testament prophets, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Daniel, Hosea, all of them. They did not mince any words. And because of that, people got to know who God is and what God expects. Today, we are living in a time and age when even in the pulpit, words are minced. And, let's just put out some names here. You've got the names of Joel Osteen. When you hear him speak, why, everything is good and proper and fine and loving and smiley and the whole thing. That's really not biblical Christianity. And I know I might be in trouble by saying that, but that's not biblical Christianity. And yet that's where we are today. And so many people within the body of Christ follow that particular trend. And I've got to believe, Dave, that it goes back to what the Bible says in 1 Timothy chapter 4, when it's talking about the latter days. It says, now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith. Here it is, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. And I don't want to get into an interpretation of that other than to say that the application of it is we are living in a day when seducing spirits and doctrines of devils is sissifying the pulpit, sissifying the average individual Christian, and thus the power and the strength of God through His Word is not being revealed. That's sad, particularly when you take into consideration that the church is to be the pillar and the ground of what? The truth.